For WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery. The 2017 Nobel Prize Award Ceremony takes place this Sunday in Stockholm. This year, the prize for physiology and medicine will go to three American scientists for their study of circadian rhythm. That's the human body's inner clock that regulates our sleep cycle, digestion, and temperature. All those functions can be heavily impacted by sunlight. In the winter, people who live in the more northerly latitudes, like Michigan, sometimes feel a bit unhappy when the skies grow dark. I spoke with Christy Idle, a nurse practitioner with McLaren Healthcare in Lansing, and I asked her how seasonal affective disorder is diagnosed separately from other forms of depression.
Basically, when we look back and talk to the patient, they will recognize, or we will recognize with them, that they tend to get a little more down and depressed and maybe fatigued in the fall and winter months, and it just seems to kind of remit on its own in the spring. And a lot of times they'll look back and realize that, yes, that happened the year before and maybe the year prior, and then that's a pretty sure way to diagnose that they have a seasonal affective disorder.
So if someone is aware of this year after year, do you find most people are able to sort of self-medicate, or do they need a little more help from the medical community to kind of get them through those months?
I think help from the medical community is very valuable. I unfortunately think that this is a underdiagnosed thing. I don't think a lot of patients know about it unless they have someone in their family that suffers from it, or they themselves already have depression, then they're more prone to getting a seasonal component, making it worse. But otherwise, for the general public, I feel like getting some help from their doctor or talking about it, getting some information is very helpful, where they can learn about if their symptoms are indeed more seasonal or not.
Now, as I understand, seasonal affective disorder wasn't really identified and labeled until about the 1980s, and I think probably for decades before that. People just felt sad and didn't really understand why, but we know why now, and it has to do with two main chemicals in the brain.
Correct. It has to do with serotonin levels, and it definitely has to do with, some people will say melatonin, and then it's directly related to our natural circadian rhythms. We don't get as much light in the winter months, and it definitely has an impact on our brain chemicals.
And here in Michigan, we are almost halfway between the equator and the North Pole. We are pretty much at 45 degrees north, so we're not getting as much sunlight as you would in the tropics, obviously.
Absolutely. This part of the country, Michigan especially, we're known for having low vitamin D levels, which can play a part in depression and mood, as well as a seasonal affective disorder because of the lack of sunlight that we have.
Is light therapy really enough to do the trick, or are there sometimes deeper underlying issues with seasonal affective disorder that, you know, a high-intensity light bulb or being outside on a nice day aren't really going to fix?
I think it's very individual. For some people with more of a minor seasonal affective disorder, just getting outside, getting exercise, being outside on bright days is enough. Other people need more of the light box therapy, which really does work. There's some research behind, you know, sitting behind a light box every morning and how it helps depression. Beyond that, there are people that need a combination. They also need to see a therapist. They need some psychotherapy. They might need some medications to rebalance some of those brain chemicals that are running low, or they might need all of the above. It's just very individual, and it depends on the person and the severity.
So if you live in Michigan or a northern latitude, this comes down to know that it's coming in advance, understand what's going to be happening to your mood, and try to take some steps to head it off.
Correct. Then you develop a good plan for the following years in terms of preventing this from happening again.
Christy Idle is a nurse practitioner with McLaren Greater Lansing Mid-Michigan Physicians Healthcare Associates. We have been talking about seasonal affective disorder, ways of recognizing it, and ways of dealing with it this time of year. Christy, thank you for taking some time.
Thank you for taking some time to put this out into the public, so hopefully more people are aware and can seek some help if they're finding that they're having some of these symptoms.
For WKAR, I'm Kevin Lavery.